This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Minister of Agriculture set to meet with poultry producers soon to ensure there's an adequate supply of eggs for the Christmas season. The BUT calls for regular environmental tests to be carried out at schools. Head of the Alzheimer's Association wants more training to be done for caregivers. The new monument in Bridgetown set to be unveiled later today. And Hamas frees 11 more Israeli hostages in an extended ceasefire deal. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Minister of Agriculture is set to meet with poultry producers this week to ensure that production is back on track to meet the demand for eggs heading into the new year. Government just last week received a shipment of eggs to offset a shortage here, as some supermarkets reported challenges in the supply of chicken and eggs caused mainly by the weather. Minister of Agriculture, Food and Nutritional Security Indar Weir explained that this was only intended to be a short-term measure to address the challenges.
We brought in so far 3 containers of eggs, and those eggs are already distributed to the retailers. If necessary, we will bring another 3 containers, and those will probably come in January. But this is only just a short-term measure because of the fact that one of our producers had to take down one of his pens in order for him to do some repairs and retrofitting to suit the type of weather that we are getting, especially when it gets very hot. And because of that, we had a shortage in supply of eggs. But that was never meant to be a long-term thing. So we're good as far as our local production is concerned, and we should go into next year fully confident that our local egg producers will continue to produce the eggs that we consume.
He says the ministry is currently collecting information on production and demand to ensure that there are enough eggs for the new year.
We met and we agreed that the poultry producers would keep me informed with their production. They have been doing so. What I'm trying now to get is information on consumption from the supermarkets. Once I have that information, production plus consumption, then I'm able then to target what we need to produce. And that information is currently coming into the ministry so that as we go into January, we will know where we need to be. This week, I will be meeting with the poultry producers again to make sure that we have a good idea of where we are, and going into Christmas then, I will make sure that there's adequate supply for local consumption as well.
That's Minister of Agriculture, Food and Nutritional Security, Indar Weir. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, wants schools with environmental issues tested regularly and addressed with a matter of urgency. First Vice President of the BUT, Julian Pierre, says that the environmental expert hired by the Ministry of Education indicated that environmental issues should be addressed within 3 months after testing. He was speaking on the site of the St. John Primary School, which was being tested yesterday.
When he does environmental testing of a particular area, he would usually give recommendations based on his findings. If something is not done within 3 month period, anything that goes beyond 3 months within the environment, the report and recommendations then become kind of useless, in that if it is a case of urgency, something should be done within that 3 month period. Once it isn't done, whatever is wrong in the environment, obviously then we'll have the chance to basically get worse. So which would mean the levels and the statistics that he gathers, it would be worse on the next time he checks it if the remedial stuff is not done in the interim of a 3 month period.
He stressed the urgency of environmental testing, noting that one school was last tested 5 years ago.
We see the case of Ann Hill, where the teachers are demanding that they have the same environmental testing done, because Mr. Weeks mentioned a 3 month period here, but the last time it was done at Ann Hill would have been 2019, and it was closed for mold and other industrial issues in 2019. So 3 months, June, the last environmental report here for St. John Primary, to now in November, but Ann Hill would have been March 2019.
First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre. A former education minister wants government to ensure that students seeking to enter tertiary institutions have access to other examinations apart from the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate exams. Ronald Jones, speaking with Starcom Network News, believes not enough students are exposed to alternative qualification examinations. He hopes it will be part of the Ministry of Education's plan as they move to reform the education system in Barbados.
We have to have more of our students matriculating and not necessarily in CSEC subjects, but wherever there are examination bodies. And our students can relate to those exams. I reminded a group several years ago that coming through the 50s, 60s, 70s, and maybe even 80s, persons used to do the Law and the Chamber of Commerce. I do not know if that still exists. Pittman's exams, GCEs. Now there's EdExcel. There are a whole lot of different examining bodies that our students can relate to. And once the rate of the exam will satisfy the demand, if they want the equivalent to CXC, those exams produced by CXC, they should carry the rate.
During the launch of the education reform proposals in October, the chief education officer announced plans for the establishment of colleges of excellence, where talented junior and senior students would be selected to be taught in specialized programs linked to national development. However, Mr. Jones does not support the idea.
This whole notion of junior colleges and senior colleges of excellence, I've completely opposed those. To demonstrate excellence, you don't have to call an institution excellent. And I think that is just begging the question of what we have. And therefore, I believe that those should be taken off the table. I believe in continuous assessment because students' work is important and how students are graded are also important. How are you going to use the student work to impact on their movement first throughout school, primary school, and then into secondary school? How are you going to use that as a transfer mechanism to our secondary schools?
Former Minister of Education Ronald Jones. Head of the Barbados Alzheimer's Association, Pamelia Brereton, is calling for more training to be provided for caregivers to better assist people diagnosed with the disease.
I don't think they would have participated if they didn't have an interest in looking out for persons with dementia. I'm hoping that it will become greater because we really need a dementia-friendly island. It is of importance that government get involved and help to, well, in terms of education, because the education is the key. We need to get more training, and I know for sure that there are programs that are in place now, the training the nurses and so on with gerontology, because that is where the service is needed, especially within the institutions and so on. So, you know, even persons that are caring for relatives at home, they need to get trained as well. And that's something that we do, which we will start again in January, hopefully.
President of the Barbados Alzheimer's Association, Pamelia Brereton. There will be a buzz of activity in the heart of the nation's capital, Hero Square, later today for the unveiling of the new national monument. Chief Executive Officer of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts, says Barbadians will finally get to see the full image of the structure and will get an opportunity to hear from the designers. She was speaking on state-owned CBC TV 8 last night.
And so tomorrow, we will see the work of two outstanding Barbadian artists, Vincent Jones and Hugh Holder. They will not only share their vision with you in public, but for the first time, we will see the full monument. So, of course, we've been driving through Bridgetown, or we've been standing on a balcony in Parliament or any of those high-rise buildings and looking across and wondering, what on earth is this? You will see it tomorrow. It is a stunning piece of art installation, and when we hear the story behind it and the themes represented, I am sure that we will not only have a better understanding of the installation, but also great appreciation of the work and the creative excellence of the artists Vincent Jones and Hugh Holder.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Cultural Foundation, Carol Roberts. And finally, another 11 Israeli hostages were freed by Hamas yesterday as Israel prepared to release more Palestinian prisoners in another swap under a temporary ceasefire deal. The latest exchange came on the same day that the two sides agreed to extend the truce. All 11 captives were seized from the same community known as Ner Oz, near Gaza, during Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel, around 240 hostages were taken and approximately 1,200 people killed in the attack. Some of those released on Monday have dual French, German, and Argentinian citizenship. Recapping the headlines, the Agriculture Ministry set to meet with poultry producers. The BUT calls for regular environmental tests to be carried out at schools. Head of the Alzheimer's Association wants more training to be done for caregivers. The new monument in Bridgetown set to be unveiled later today. And Hamas frees 11 more Israeli hostages in an extended ceasefire deal. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group, and you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.